Baruch Hashem, it's zeicher to have rain. It's important that even though we've been mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have enough rain for the year, but also moedin. We're supposed to thank Hashem for the rain that we did have. The child doesn't appreciate what he gets, so he's asking for more. Besides the shayni, the child doesn't ask, it's also not right. So we do both. It's Hashem, we should be able to soon, not need to ask. One of the reasons why we started saying is explaining. If you ask a person what is going to rain this week, they're going to say yes. Why? Because we don't believe in Hashem, we believe in the forecasters. So we're trying to bring back the old-fashioned way of doing things and believe in God. That's what people talk to. You don't have to daven for it anymore. Yeah, the forecasters. A radio forecast. Yeah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, one is allowed to daven Shmon Esrei even out loud, even with Tzivu. But there's a technical problem that if you're going to do it, you can disturb everybody else. So if you want to have Tzivu in Rosh Hashanah, you can die not to do it loud enough to disturb everybody else. If somebody's doing it, it's a good avodah in Rosh Hashanah, not to pay attention and concentrate on your Tzivu. Yeah. Ma? And Rosh Hashanah. If everybody would be doing it, then it wouldn't be so disturbing. Since the average person isn't doing it nowadays, one person's doing it, you can stay together with him and have a nice
being judged at that
time. Fionis and Adjits, who was one of the biggest geniuses of all times, he used to cry every day when he said Ava Rava. He wasn't like a forecast. He didn't rely on his. He knew he was the smartest person in town. He said, "My Tishrenis is nothing if it's not interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to establish my HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get the truth out." You could, Mitzad Halacha, you could daven in any language you want. Kamuvan, we daven in the language which Anshei Knesset Gedolah set up for us. It was all written by the Ruach HaKodesh. If one can do it that way, it's better that way. Some service is more than that. That the heter of davening in other lashonis is once in a while. To make it a kavua, permanent way of davening is wrong. Yeah. In those days, the reform movement was starting to try to change the language of tefila. Not to bring people closer to tefila, but to bring people closer to German. Yeah. It says that davening the yochid, you should daven the Russian Kodesh. Because the Malachi Asharis only relates to Russian Kodesh, according to this opinion. Yeah. The others that say that that's only when you have specific needs, like it's a choyler, some other problem that needs to be taken care of. But the regular Shemon Esrei, even a person with a yochid, he could dive in another language also. Once again, you see the greatness of the established Anshei Knesset Gedolah, established in Nusach, as a special power by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when a yochid davens it. Whereas private tefillahs don't have that power. You need the extra physical Russian Kodesh. Yeah. Others say that the third opinion is that a yochid individual could also make requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every language, and the only problematic language is Aramish. So if you're an expert in Aramaic, don't show it off when you're davening a personal needs. Do it in English, Yiddish, Portuguese, whatever language you speak. So you do it the whole time, used to talk a lot like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Love that, give a lesson, great.